If we are to continue the same subject, I mean the same trend, you all know about the tree, the Audumba tree, which is the Tatri tree on which Baba's face image appeared. You all know. You all know how Baba, one day, many years before, was showing a Baba Lava the garden, along with Eras and one of the men, Mandli. So Mehra couldn't be there. But Mehra always would watch from our room, not seen, but she would peep round the corner just to see Baba, what he will tell her, the Baba lover. Her name was Johanna. And which part of the garden he likes and all that. So suddenly she saw that Baba stopped in front of this tree, which is right outside Mehra's window in the room that Mehra and I occupy. And Baba put his hand on the tree like that and said to the lady, he said to Johanna, the Baba lover, said, "This tree I like." I just turned around to adjust a curtain when this happened. And Mehra said, "Mary, do you know what happened?" I said, "No, what? This is what Baba said." I said, "This tree? Why, there are much better trees in our garden." You know, there's other species of the same Audumba tree, which are... But no, Baba chose this tree long before his image appeared, so that it would be there would be a special meaning, because it would be Baba's message saying, "Mehra, I haven't gone. I'm right outside your window. I'm right here with you." And later when we saw the image, after Baba dropped his body, we went to Pune. When we came back from Pune, the image started appearing on the tree. And Mehra didn't have the heart to go out in the garden anymore. She would walk in the house, up and down, from our room window to the dining room window, and back and forth, and back and forth. Suddenly she stopped, and she called me. I said, "Yes, Mehra?" She was looking at this tree, and she said, "Do you see what I see?" I said, "Yes, that's a squirrel. Very nice." She said, "No, not a squirrel. Put it down. A trunk. It was as if a sculptor had taken a scalpel and was, you know, making lines. Definitely Baba's face. Life-size face. Not smaller than, not bigger than, as we see. And she said, take a picture. I said, "Well, nothing will come out." And I didn't. But a few days later, I saw that the work was going on. This invisible sculpture was really... Baba's face was appearing very beautifully, you know, not flat, like a sculpture. And then I brought my little camera, took the picture. And what had been happening? Mehra was so happy. She was so... comforted his presence. And for me, this was an answer from Baba. Because after Baba dropped his body, Mehra said, "But Baba didn't give us any message. He didn't tell us what to do. Should we go and live at Mehrabad? Should we continue to live here?" I said, "Mehra, his answer was not in words, but he made this place, this home for him, and so many years. And he had this bore well, this well bored in Mehrazad for us. He would ask after the garden, he would ask after the birds, and he was so particular about that the flowers and all were watered and the trees were well looked after as your garden, Mehra." And you remember that? Yes. But into myself I said, "Baba, did I do the right thing? Was that the right answer? Is that what you want? I don't know." And suddenly, I said, "I know. Baba's answer was, I'm here, Mara. I'm here. And so we continued to stay. One day, now you see this tree is growing. It's a growing thing. It's not a static thing. It's not a sculpture in stone or in marble. It's in a living thing. But still the face was so beautiful. And I would go and stand next to it with Mara to see how high it would be if it were. And everything seemed to be so right, whatever we could feel. This is from a small camera, not a special camera with the technique of picturing this. It's not, it's just an ordinary, almost like I would say, toy camera of mine. And but you see, where does the shadow of the mustache come from? Yeah.
Some people have them back here already.
So, and also, the nose. Where, how did it all happen? Did you get one? You know, you brought that sign? With the crown and the... Also, at a certain time later, we would see when the sun was up in a certain way, there's a shadow of a crown on Baba's head, like that. So anyway, one day what happened, for 7 years it was absolutely clear. Then it started changing. One day what happened was, the bark that happened to be the nose. Yeah, all right, let them talk, let them talk. Because it's important. The bark that was happened to be the nose started moving. You know, as the wind came, it was and I got a shock. Because to me now, I know how attached Mara is to this figure. This is a communication. This is a oh my, what shall I do? What shall I, oh Baba. Yeah, I wanted to save her that pain, because this nose looked like it's going to drop. So I went and looked, and I said, what should I do, Baba? Should I pour glue, gum, at the back right there, and maybe just press? But then it will all come out from here and here. Oh, I don't know what to do, I don't know. I'm a very good sleeper, but that night I was restless. What shall I do, Baba? What shall I do, Baba? So in the morning I thought, I'll go and see. Just go and see. First of all, I'll look from this side, I'll look from that side, I'll do this, I'll feel it. Next morning when I went, I touched it, it wasn't moving. I blew, it wasn't moving. I pressed a little more, it was fine. It's stronger than before. Baba, what happened? What is this? So when I looked, there was this particular spider. We have a special spider that doesn't make a web like the web that you see, but it secretes a white substance that is so sticky that if 2 pages, if it's in a book, it happened to me once, it got in a book of mine, I couldn't pry the 2 pages apart. And that spider in the night came and worked and completely. Yeah. Was that an idea? Just look at this. This is like this. This is from now our Baba lovers, family all over the world started coming. So one of the Western Baba lovers have taken this picture. Look at the shadow of the crown. Look at the shadow. We never could understand where it came from. The leaves were in the way. Well, I tried to trace it. What was casting this shadow to make it like the perfect crown? Also show, you want for the camera? Jaldi. And I also get it there. Yeah, take a picture. At very first, there was a like a peacock feather in the shape on the head, like the crowns in Lord Krishna's picture. Later, there was a time when this, the crown was small and there were like horn marks. It's amazing. We were just witnesses. We didn't quite know how to interpret all this, but we were witnesses. Then after 7 years, for 2 years it would not be. After that, we could only see it in the evening light. But there was a very tiny light that we left on the tree, way up above, under our roof eaves. And I don't know if it was that. I just don't know. But we kept telling people, well, Baba's in seclusion during the day. He comes out for us at night. There you are. I'm right. When Baba would say something and the clock would strike, Baba would say, see? I'm speaking the truth.